This is Ed Zola listening to Phil J and that pain in the ass choppy on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. How you doing?
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Dark Satellite Media.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
All right. I think we're live. I'm trying to. Anyway, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 345, I think this is. Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on the Rant, Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media. Part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Dark Satellite Media. I am your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Roya. I am joined by Big Copper Pump, Big J. He stepped out for a second. Choppy won't be joining us this evening. Choppy is under the weather. Not really under the weather. Well, his kid's under the weather. My godson was in the hospital for like a fucking week. It was a shit show. And so it was pretty. I didn't even expect him to be on tonight. He called me up. He was like, oh, you know. Can I take the night off? I'm like, come on, bro. Family first. This is the thing here, man. Family first, always. Family first. Your health comes first. You know. And there's a reason why I played Janet Jackson. I'll get into that in a little while. Fucking Chris O'Callaghan. I know you're listening, you bum. Good seeing you last night, brother. How's everybody in the chat room doing? Let me see. Let me get my soundboard up so I can say hello to everybody in the chat room. Let's see. Oh, my cousin Richie's in there.
Anybody see Richie?
I see Shaylin.
Well, Lottie frickin' duh!
I see Mr. Matt Squires in the building. There he is.
Oh.
There's Big J. What's up,
there
brother?
I missed the intro, didn't I?
You did.
I was just saying to myself, I'm missing the intro.
Yeah, Jay popped when I picked the song, and I'll get
oh,
in,
yeah.
And I told him why. We'll get into it in a little while.
Well, I knew it right away by the humming, which is amazing.
No, I was humming it, but you didn't know why I was going to play it.
Yeah.
You didn't know why I was humming it, and I had
and
to tell
I knew
you.
It,
and
thank
I,
God.
And I had to tell you. It was pretty fucking funny, actually. So, yeah, man. Oh, Mr. Roberto Domingo is in the room.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob, do me a favor. I know how to get to your house, but I don't have your numerical address, and I need that because I'm going to be heading over to you after I'm done with this. So can you kindly message me with your address, please, and thank you? Thank you for the comment on the hat. Yes, it is a Philadelphia 76ers hat. It is Big Ben Franklin dribbling a basketball. Me and Choppy got this in Lancaster a couple years ago, Thanksgiving weekend. Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah.
With an homage to the Sixers. I'm actually going to Philly tomorrow for PAX Unlimited. It's a board game convention. I'm going to get my geek on.
Yeah. Hey, you know? Listen, nothing wrong with that.
You know, it's always nice. So, any excuse to go to Philly. What's up, Maverick?
Absolutely. There's going to be cheesesteaks in the future, I assume.
Jay, there's always cheesesteaks in Philly, dog. There's always cheesesteaks in Philly.
I think it's a valid question.
So you, my friend, I didn't even think you were coming tonight because you were under the weather as well.
Dude, it's been something.
Yeah, so let's paint the picture. So we took off Thanksgiving, and right after the Thanksgiving holiday, we got some really crappy weather. And it's expected because it is winter's coming. No, not Game of Thrones, but winter is coming. And Jay is a civil servant like myself. He's a sanitation dude. So when the weather hits like that, they're on standby like 24/7, and he gets the shittiest.
Yeah,
he gets the shittiest part of the whole thing, you know.
And it wasn't too bad. I mean, it was actually probably more snow than I even thought would have happened. But it wasn't too bad. But yeah, we go on 12-hour shifts, so it's nothing. You know, and you do 10-hour shifts as it is, and you know what it is.
It's a 14-hour day for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, the thing is with Jay and I, with our jobs, there's no, like, when stuff like this happens, it's one-to-one relief.
Yeah.
There's no stopping. Our services are 24/7, EMS, sanitation, PD, FD. It's all, you know, it's all, like, there's no stopping it. There's no breaks. We work holidays. You work through birthdays. You work through fucking any kind. I mean, I remember Sandy. Yeah. I was stuck at work for almost 4 days.
Yeah.
And I had to sleep on a fucking military cot. And my family had no power out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I've done blizzards. I've done snowstorms. I've done fucking rain. It's 20 years. I've been through a lot of weather. Yeah. A lot of what's up, Gary Sack, my dude. So anyway, Jay, I was playing with the soundboard today.
Oh,
and I was hoping Choppy was here, but he's not. Can you name this guy?
Okay, Smart Marks.
Yeah,
who's that?
That's Brian Pillman.
All right. Here's some
ECW, I believe.
Correct. Heck, you name this one? Well, you know, this one's another Brian Pillman.
Jerk off.
Yeah.
That's the new jerk-off.
Oh, yeah.
That's the new jerk-off. This one is for you, my friend.
Big Papa Pump is your hookup. Holler. Yeah. If you hear me.
Miku-san.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not Miku-san. That's my brother. That's my cousin Jay.
Oh.
I thought Miku was coming in. I saw some Japanese writing. I thought it was Miku. Because Miku always puts, like, shit after his name and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But that's my cousin Jamie. That's the couch legend himself.
Yeah, Big Copper Pump. Who would have thought that when I got that nickname in junior high school, I'd be able to use it, able to pull that out of the old satchel.
Yeah, and here's another one.
Ric Flair is living proof that most white people ain't got no rhythm.
Yeah, I hope Choppy's listening.
I respect you, gentlemen. You're intelligent Jew businessman.
Yes.
And one more.
Out of town, all you not good Jews out there with your cheapness, yeah. And you're running to Hollywood, and you steal from the good Muslim people. Out of town, all of you. You should have died all in World War II.
You got to do the cameraman zoom it.
My childhood friend Eric Terzo. We used to, it was an Iron Sheik clip when he was cutting a promo. He was like, look at us. And he was like, and Sheiky's just flexing. He's like, look at us. And we would drink. Like, look at us. And we would do that all the time. Shout out to Eric. I was talking to Eric during the week when we get together. Eric was my first childhood best friend, and he's a huge wrestling fan.
Oh, cool.
He just got invested again in NWA. We'll talk about NWA in a few minutes.
Yeah. I'm assuming a head cold. I'm not really sure of this. And it's funny because I never get sick. So I'm the worst person to get sick. I was like complaining. I told my girlfriend, I was like, I think I'm going to die. I think this is what dying feels like. She's like, it's a fucking cold. And I'm like, hey, nah, it feels like it's worse. I said, I think cold has killed people. She says, yeah. In the 1800s, the cold killed people. She gets a bell.
That's awesome.
So, but yeah, otherwise.
Well, your girlfriend's a nurse, dude.
Yeah, well, that's what she gave me this awesome tea, which, you know, it's, I drank a little bit before. So I'm pretty much, I don't have any alcohol, today, but I did have some NyQuil, so I have to get something in my system.
NyQuil, 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 we love you, you giant fucking Q. Capital N, small Y, big fucking Q. That's right. Fucking Dennis Leary, man. Hey, listen. What's up, Elaine? Oh, Elaine's in the building.
Oh, hey.
You know what that means.
What's up, Elaine?
You know, I got to play the,
Yogi! Yogi!
What's up, my brother? See, you guys all know my boy Jimmy Ferrari from the Brooklyn Blast Furnace podcast. Jimmy is selling T-shirts.
Really?
And you know what the back of them say?
I'm over here now.
Oh! So go hit up. What's up, Frankie? How you doing? So go hit up Jimmy Ferrari. He's got some T-shirts left over. And if you want to listen, first of all, download the Brooklyn Blast Furnace. Jimmy just had Billy Milano and his band from MOD on.
Yes.
I am a huge Billy Milano mark. Everybody knows this. Anybody who knows me, I was telling Jay my infatuation for SOD MOD. That was my introduction into hardcore music. Because it was like the crossover type shit, you know? But, yeah, Jimmy is absolutely killing it. I'm not saying that because he's my friend. I'm not saying that because he invited us to his network. But Jimmy is absolutely killing it right now. So, definitely, yeah, did that boy a Z-Pack?
Max Myers.
But, yeah, the shirt says...
I'm over here now.
Yeah, I have to have that shirt.
I heard that somewhere, and I was just like, wait a minute, where did I hear that from?
Yeah, so let's go over a couple things real quick. We got some news, and we got a cool throwback. We might be a little limited tonight because there's so much. Jay's actually got to go to work.
Yeah,
Choppy's not here, and I wanted his input on some things. So I didn't even think we were gonna have a show tonight because you weren't feeling well. I knew Choppy was gonna tap out.
But, yeah,
which is fine.
Which makes sense. Yeah,
obviously because my godson was sick and
everything going on.
Let me tell you, man. I
talk about somebody to bounce back real quick.
The healthcare system is so fucking insane. That my nephew was in that fucking hospital for like 4 or 5 days, and they couldn't find anything wrong with him. And I'm like, yo, like, you would think in 2019 they could figure this shit out. And I was so mad. I was texting Brielle. I was like, man, yeah. What the fuck, man? Get a doctor in there. I'm about to send my people over there and pick him up. That was how mad I got. But, of course, this takes toll on the family because, of course, there's another, you know, Logan's involved. And, you know, and there's child care issues. I almost babysat today if he was still in the hospital. Well, I was up to bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was, and I told Brielle, I'm like, yo, I'll take him on Friday.
Yeah.
Because I was in Brooklyn this week, and I was on my way home after work, and I called them, and I was going to bring him food. And they were like, no, we're good. We do need a babysitter, though, for Friday in case he's still in the hospital. I'm like, all right, well, then I'm up because I can't.
Yeah.
You know. Money Mike's in the room. What up, Money Mike?
Money Mike.
So, you know, it's a deal, man. When you have small kids and one kid's sick, you don't have any child care. Choppy had to miss work. It's a fucking deal. So just keep Choppy, and the baby's fine now. But they need to fucking rest up.
Well, like I said, they just now it's just resting up and getting everything back in order because that was a scary few days for them. Got to be. I know. I find it because I don't follow social media too well. So
yeah,
I felt like when I reached out to Choppy, I was like a day late. So, but, and he was busy anyway, so.
Yeah, the baby had allergic reaction to.
Whole lot going on.
Yeah, the baby had allergic reaction to the food he was eating, and apparently he's allergic to a bunch of shit we didn't know about.
Yeah.
Now you gotta go out and buy a certain formula. Yeah, it's a fucking shit show, man. When kids are sick, let's throw the weeds wars behind us. I realize what people think is almost too many people watching wrestling. Yeah, it's just true. This is true. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about it in a second, cuz. When children are sick, it happens so rapidly. It's not like adults.
Yeah, well, because their immune system is so
not developed yet. Yeah, they're not developed yet. And he's only fucking 8 months old. He's not even a year old yet. You know.
But he was so happy in some of the pictures and the video. Like you could see him that their personality's there.
He's a happy baby. Yeah. You know, God bless him. You know, but the kid's got an IV in his arm. I was like,
yeah.
Bree's posting these videos. I'm like fucking crying at my desk. I'm like a bitch. You know.
That's what comes with old age, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it sucks. I did a lot of fucking crying this year. It's a shit show. But that's besides the point.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, shout out to him, please.
Yeah,
like
please,
you said,
of
please,
course.
Family first, we always say.
Family's always first here. This yep. is we're family, but your immediate family's always first.
Yeah.
And your health. That's why I told Doofus here to take the fucking night off, but he slept it through. He's all right now.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew Choppy tapped out right before Jay picked me up.
Yeah.
So, and I knew, I thought he was going to call me earlier, but I guess he didn't get around to it.
Yeah.
It's fine. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to give him, I think he's silly sleeping already. I don't want to go up there and, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, Bree might be undressed. And, you know,
well, who knows?
That. I don't want to see that either.
He could be working on baby number three.
Ugh. Please. Not now. Wait a little while. Wait till everybody's fucking. Wait till everybody doesn't have.
After the holidays.
Wait till nobody's febrile. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that. Yeah, Shaylin, I do need a big hug. Maybe I'm gonna get a few this weekend, and we're gonna work on a couple of hugs this weekend. But anyway, I digress. A couple of things in the works.
Yes.
First, tentatively, it's looking like it's a go. I can't confirm Choppy yet because I haven't spoken to him since with the old baby shit going on.
Yeah.
Jay and I most likely will be with the Wizards on December 23rd for the annual Turnbuckle Throwback / Shining Wizards Christmas fucking debauchery.
Cool.
We drink, we eat, we fucking exchange gifts, and we do a shitty podcast.
I can't wait. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
To do a podcast with them. Those guys are really cool. I had so much fun at their 8th anniversary.
My Uncle Jay's in the room. What up, Uncle Jay? Yeah, so Jamie says, well, my daughter, when she was an infant, caught the flu and had to spend the night in the hospital. It was wild. Yeah, listen.
Yeah, it's super scary.
My stepson, I want to say maybe 6 months into my courtship with him, maybe a year, he caught a double ear infection. Oof. And was like 105 fever. And all he did was cry. He was like 3 years old.
Yeah.
And I felt so fucking bad. And I was working. I was doing the overnight. And they brought him to my hospital. And within hours, he was fine. They took care of him and all that. But when you're a parent and your kid is sick, there's your mind is somewhere else. It's like it's not even – like even when he had a cold or something and he wasn't feeling right, you know. And just,
yeah.
Yeah. And now you know this because your girlfriend has kids. And yeah. It's like it's the whole dynamic, man. When they're sick – Your world stops, man. Everything ceases to exist, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I didn't even expect Choppy to even...
Yeah, absolutely. It goes without saying.
So now, all right. So that's going to be December 23rd. It's probably going to be Starcade 99.
Sweet.
We're gonna end this decade.
1999 WCW.
We're going to end this decade right. I got some stuff in the works for New Year's. I got some guests I want to work on. Don West may be calling in, hopefully, because Matt Squires has to connect.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll have a road report. I have some things in the works for New Year's. I'm already starting to work on the anniversary show for July.
Cool.
Which is the 30th anniversary of Sting winning the world title from
Flair
at the Great American Bash.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be, that's probably going to be the throwback. It's no secret, but I want to work, I'm going to do something big next year. We're going to do something big. And we got equipment upgrades. We got maybe some new shows in the works. There's a lot of things going on in the background. I'm just trying to get through this really rough stretch of emotional and physical fucking stress the last couple of months of my life, and which is trying to get everything going. I guess let's get the holidays out of the way.
Yeah, I was just going to say, right? We'll get the holidays right out of the way.
I feel so bad because I have no Christmas spirit.
I couldn't tell by the Christmas and Hollis Queens ringtone.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, fuck yeah, it's Christmas time.
Well, that's like, that for me, that's default.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. For the last 6 years, every Thanksgiving, I switch over. So yeah. That even, whether I have the spirit or not.
Well, it's funny. Like that, this is a good like a side. Oh, there's a Shining Wizards.
Oh yeah, let's play the.
Sting.
Yeah, let's play that. Where is it?
Sting.
Where is the?
Holy.
No, where?
Sting.
No, it's the Black Scorpion.
Yeah,
no, this one.
Sting.
What's up, Tony Z?
And. But, like, how do you feel about Christmas music coming on, like, right after?
It was on before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm so sick of it already.
You know, if you have XM Radio, there's Christmas music all year round. there's a station called Holly or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's all fucking year round. It's like, why would you do that?
I don't, like I said, it's funny because it's not like bah humbug of me, but like, I don't know. Like, it's give it to me like December 23rd. Now I'm in the spirit.
It was almost 70 degrees and it was fucking Christmas music.
Yeah. I don't want to hear Mariah Carey until about December 23rd.
Yeah, that's a Queens tradition. That's because we're from Queens.
Yeah.
I miss Queens. And speaking of Queens, good segue. Thank you, Jamie.
Yep.
I was in Queens last night.
Long Island City. I can't wait to hear this.
Long Island City. Shout out to my dude, Chris O'Callaghan. I met Chris doing fantasy wrestling in the 90s.
Okay.
Chris is a little younger than us, and me anyway. I think he's a little, maybe your age, maybe a little older than you. And I was in a band at the time. He would come to my shows. And hang out, and we became really good friends. And I've been friends with Chris for 20 years, him and his buddy Brian. And Chris said, I have an extra ticket. Now, I was texting you guys, not you because you were working.
Yeah.
I was texting Choppy, see if he wanted to go. I was texting you, I'm sorry, not Choppy.
Yeah.
See if he wanted to go. As you were texting me, as you were texting me back, he was Facebooking me. I have an extra ticket for tonight. And I'm like, Sweet. Okay. So I was in Long Island City, Melrose Ballroom, and it was a TV tapings for MLW Fusion. I've never watched MLW. I watched maybe 5 or 10 minutes of a couple matches.
I watched one of the War Chamber. Was it the War Chamber? Or they had War Games. They had a War Games style match just recently. Six months ago or something like that.
Yeah. So I go. So now it's a 4-hour taping.
Right? And is it three shows or four shows?
Well, it started at 7, ended at a little after 11 o'clock. So I'm thinking it's four shows. Because they're not doing any shows in the month of January, I don't think. So they're taping for all this. They're taping a tournament called the Opera Cup. And it's a prestigious. It was a, back in the day, they had like a grappling thing, and they brought it back. And the cup is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
you seen the cup was there?
Yeah, the cup was there. They brought the cup out for every match.
Oh, cool.
So the crowd was hot. So now I get there, and I paid $40 for this fucking seat, by the way, right? Which pissed me off, but again, I wanted something to do. I can't stay in the house lately. I've been so fucking miserable. So, you know, I'm going to go.
How close were you to the ring?
That's what I'm getting at. So now we have balcony seats.
Okay.
TV side. He did that on purpose so he could be on TV.
Oh, word up.
Right? So they're taping for BN Sports. That's a network. Yeah. Okay. I don't think we have BN Sports, Jay.
No, I think it's an app.
Yeah.
I think it's an app.
Right. So now I'm fucking, I go in. I've never been here before. Now, I'm starving. I had left work and didn't eat dinner.
Yeah.
I only got at 6. I took an Uber because I figured it's like an $8 Uber. I was really close to Long Island. I was in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I was in Long Island City. I took an Uber. I got there right before 7 o'clock. I'm like, good, I'll just grab something to eat in here. I'll be all right. Walk in, there's 2 bars, no food.
I can't believe that.
So I bought a fucking $7 Red Bull. It was like this big. I'm like, fuck. Because I'm exhausted. Right? And I pull out the app. They scan me in. I'm like, so I say to the big chooch. The fucking chooch security guard. I'm like, yo, dude, where's the seat? He goes, it's upstairs. Okay. I go behind them. I go upstairs, and there's production crew. There's a VIP section with people's names on the seats, like 8 of them.
Yeah.
And there's cameras and commentary.
Whoa. Oh, so they do commentary up there.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
So now, but my seats aren't there.
Uh-huh.
So there was a talent up there, one of the wrestlers. I'm like, can you tell me where this north balcony is? He's like, I don't even know, dude.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys from Injustice, the guy with the puffy hair.
Oh, okay.
Right? He's like, I don't even know, dude. I'm sorry. So I grab another security guard. You know what this is? He's like, it's supposed to be here. I'm like, well, it's not. Where's my fucking seat?
Yeah.
So now I go back downstairs. I grab another chooch. I'm like, hey, chooch. He's like, what? I'm like, hey, chooch. I call him chooch. Now I'm pissed off.
Hey, go cheese.
I'm like, yo, can you tell me where this is? And he's looking at me. He goes, ooh. I'm like, ooh, what?
Yeah.
He goes, this doesn't exist. What the fuck do you mean it doesn't exist? He goes, your seats were taken for a production. I'm like, well, I paid $40 for a seat, and I want a fucking seat. He goes, there's 2 seats right where the bar is by ringside, where those guys are standing. There's 2 seats, one in front of another. Now, Chris didn't get there yet. Now, Chris lives in Queens. He actually lives in Woodside.
Yeah.
He was really close. So now he texts me, and I'm like, dude, our seats don't exist. He's like, what? I tell him. He comes in. He makes a fucking ruckus. So now he sits behind me. Comes in, sits behind me, and we're talking, whatever. Security guard's like, are those your seats? I'm like, they are now.
Yeah.
He's like, another chooch. What do you mean? I'm like, I show him now. And I'm like, hey, dude, your boy over there said that my seats don't exist, and I'm not sitting on a fucking bench over there for $40. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
It's like, no, all right, this is cool. You have no choice, bro. It's going to be cool, or someone's going to sit me fucking, like, somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
So, so that happened, right? And so I'm pretty excited. The crowd is hot. It's near capacity.
I'm about to say, how many people?
I got to say about 2,000, maybe.
Get the fuck out of here.
Maybe a little less than that.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a fucking big place. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. And I had the results, which is pretty cool. I opened up with Black Cat because Brian Pillman Jr. came out to Black Cat. Now, I say this last night to the people sitting around me. I'm like, oh, it's fucking Janet Jackson. And Chris is sitting behind me going, that's the fucking song. Like, he follows it religiously. So he's like, how come I don't? He's like, you must. And then now that and the fact that Pillman Jr. looks across between his dad.
Yeah.
And the guy from My Two Dads.
Yeah.
Right? And he's a fuck. He rocks that mullet hardcore,
yes,
bro.
That is dedication.
Yeah. There was a dark match. Chris Calloway versus Dr. Dax. He's like a big dude with a mask on. It was a shit show. A squash match. TJP opened up against Brian Pillman Jr.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This was a good match. Pillman injures his shoulder as a work for the rest of the tournament. And he beats TJP.
Whoa.
For me, I feel like Pillman is still a bit slow to fight somebody like TJP.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he's green, but he's slow. Like, he doesn't have that mindset yet to fight the cruiserweight kind of guys.
Yeah.
TJP kind of carried him a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good match, though.
But like you said, that's like, Pillman Jr. is only in, what, 3 years? 4 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, I'll get to Teddy Hart in a minute, man. Everybody's been asking me about that. Yeah. I asked about Teddy Hart last night because they were selling his shit. And he got released between last night and today.
Yeah, I think it was late last night.
So where's he going to show up? I don't know, AEW, NXT. He's got ties everywhere. He's a heart.
I think he's NXT.
He's a heart.
If I had to go, I think he's going to be NXT.
He's a heart. And then Alicia Trout, their announcer, comes out and interviews Brian Pillman. 2020 is his year. And then Davey Boy Smith Jr. is the next match against Low Key. Oh, man. What's up? What's up, Cosmo? So, Davey Boy Smith versus Low Key. Low Key, so I love Low Key. Not because he's from Brooklyn. Not because I've been watching him since we're fucking kids. But him and Davey Boy Smith, I'm jealous. Not jealous. I'm upset because Davey Boy Smith belongs in Japan.
Yeah.
In Suzuki Goon with Lance Archer. Lance Archer now is U.S. champ. I get it. I love them as they were a good tag team.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I kind of, he had a falling out with Gato. He's MLW now, which is fine. Davey Boy Smith does beat Low Key. He tries to hit a submission maneuver, but Smith rolls him up for the win. All right. They hug it out. King Mo is here too.
Whoa. Ugh. Yeah, about to say.
Oh God! And they're showcasing his Bellator. Dude, he's a fucking terrible wrestler. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Really nice guy, but terrible fucking wrestler.
He worked out well in Impact.
Next match, Timothy Thatcher against Richard Holiday.
Timothy Thatcher is unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, he's like a Drew Gulak stretch.
Biff Busick.
Yeah, Biff Busick. Well, British strong style kind of, yeah. Richard Holiday is part of Dynasty, which is MJF's crew.
Yes.
Which MJF was amazing last night, by the way.
Yes.
So he wins. And then they announced that MLW is coming back to New York in July.
Yeah.
They'll be in Philly in February.
Which is a long stretch for them. I mean, MLW has done a lot in Queens
and
New York City. And I'm surprised that's a long stretch for them.
Well, they got a bunch of dates in Chicago, and they're booking. They're touring now. So
yeah.
It's a venue thing, too, man. It's just, you know, everybody's coming in for shows now. And all these feds are coming in, and New York's always a hot spot. That area, anyway, for concerts and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Timothy Thatcher was pretty good.
Yeah.
Then MJF fought another Dynasty member, Alex Hammerstone.
Yep.
So you follow these guys?
I'm a little bit. I wouldn't say I follow religiously, but I know a little bit.
MJF is taunting. Like, he's like, they're doing a finger poke of death.
Yeah.
And Alex is like, nah, it's not happening. Like, here's how this works, dummy. I'm going to point, and he's yelling at him. And dude's like, yo, Alex is like, what, 300 pounds?
Yeah.
He's a fucking massive man. So Alex Hammerstone does beat MJF.
Wow.
And then MJF would have sit out powerbomb. MJF retires to commentary.
So
I'm dying to hear that.
Yeah.
You know? I guess Holiday has like these AirPods. He wears them to the ring and stuff. That's like his gimmick. He tries to make, I don't know. Filthy Tom Lawler.
Yes.
I've never seen him live.
Uh-huh.
So he's got a crew. He comes out with his water boy, calls out the Von Erich family.
Yeah.
And he calls out another, he's like, I'm going to fight a real Von Erich. He calls out Lance Von Erich's kid. He's a fake Von Erich. Comes out.
Oh,
his name was Rip Von Erich.
Oh, I like that.
So, you know, so now the Von Erichs come out, the real Von Erichs come out, which is, I that was cool for me to see. And then.
Obviously no Kevin. Just the boys.
Just the boys.
Yeah.
Just the boys. Ross and, I forgot the other guy's name already. I feel terrible. Oh, I forget the other guy's name. But they came out, and then the Spirit Squad comes out.
Whoa.
On behalf of Filthy Tom Lawler.
Hey,
and now they're called the Filthy Squad. You know? So that's pretty cool.
But, yeah, like I said, I mean, they're doing good stuff. And who's doing commentary? Rich Bocchini still?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Middleweight title, Myron Reed of Injustice fought Al Linderman. That was cool. And then the AAA promo. AAA is now the is going to be working with MLW.
Whoa.
In 2020.
That's huge.
For talent swaps. And then Injustice does a promo saying they don't care about New York. And they say Big E from the New Day is corny. Blah, blah, blah. King Mo comes out. King Mo comes out and confronts Injustice. He won't accept the handshakes. They're about to attack Mo. ACH comes out.
Whoa.
And teams up with King
Mo.
How
was that pop?
Yeah, pop. What bothered me, though, is the fucking marks chanting the no more slave names. No more slave. Like, come on, dude. Shut the fuck up. Sit down, Mark. Hammer?
He should be ACH, for sure.
He was ACH.
He should have been ACH in WWE.
He was ACH. And ACH basically carried King Mo, because King Mo was fucking, as Choppy would say, dreadful. Dreadful. And then they fought Cotto Brazil and Jordan Oliver, which is Injustice. Yes. Jordan Oliver looks like the new, you know the guy who plays Shaggy in the new Scooby-Doo movies?
Yes, Matthew Lillard.
He looks just like that dude, with a couple of fucking inches on him. And the semifinals now, Brian Pillman beats Timothy Thatcher.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a good match. Now you're seeing Pillman's matches are getting longer.
Well, it's two different styles, though, too. And, you know, TJP and then Timothy Thatcher. That's like, right. And I would assume that Timothy Thatcher is a little bit more of his style. Perhaps.
A little bit. Because Pillman's a hybrid. Slower.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So Pillman tries a crossbody. Thatcher reverses it, suplexing him over the ring before putting him into a sleeper. Pillman makes another comeback, tries to finish the bout. Thatcher ends up putting him in the in an armbar, but Pillman rolls him up for the win.
Wow!
And advances to the finals. Okay.
And it's funny. Like, I felt like such shit yesterday, and then I'm thinking of it as I'm laying down. I'm like, I really should watch this fucking show. I always say.
Well,
it.
That's why I told you. I didn't know you were into. I didn't know you watched.
Yeah.
So
I'm abreast. I should say.
We should try to go.
I would love to go. We'll go to Philly in February.
I think it's February 2nd. I think it's a Saturday.
I'm fucking in.
All right. So let's work on that, because they're already selling tickets for that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the other semifinal match was Alex Hammerstone versus Davey Boy Smith. This is the big slab of beef match.
Yeah.
Davey Boy lands a top rope drop for the win. Advances him to the finals, so now it's going to be
Davey Boy
against Pillman at the Hart Foundation.
Yeah.
Conan comes out and promotes MLW and AAA. He brings out this kid called Gino Medina, who needs a haircut. Conan says his family legacy. His dad was part of El Gringos Locos with Art Barr, Eddie Guerrero, and Conan.
Okay.
Medina says, you know, Conan's trying to put him over. Medina's like, you know, and then Medina's about to shake his hand when Dynasty comes. Oh, what's her face comes out? The hot chick. Selena De La Renta.
Yeah.
Holy smoke show. Oh, my God, dude. She comes out. She's like, you want a real man? You don't want this old guy? Da, da, da. Of course, Conan, you know, shoots on her, calls her a hoe, this and that thing. With Conan's got the gift of gab, you know?
Yeah.
And then here comes Dynasty. And MJF is like, you can go with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. And he winds up going with Dynasty.
It's like an old school macho man type thing.
Yes, yeah. They turn. Dynasty has a new member. And he's in a match later on against a legend. I'll get into that in a second. So Tom Lawler cuts a promo again. He's New York, fans in New York live in a shithole, and he hates the Von Erichs. The Spirit Squad comes out in MMA gear where they're wearing gis.
That's so...
And they're Team Filthy. And they fight cool. Marshall and Ross. Marshall and Ross. Okay, I couldn't get the other guy's name. Von Erichs win. They're the tag champs, by the way, if you didn't know. Following the match, Rip Von Erich comes out.
That's so fucking funny. I love how he calls that Lance Von Erich. And that's...
Yeah, worst match of the night for me was the Prince of Darkness match. It was a blindfold match.
Uh-huh.
It was Jimmy Havoc versus Mance Warner.
Oh, Mance Warner is excellent.
No, they're excellent talents, apparently.
Yeah, Jimmy Havoc.
Oh, no, well, Jimmy Havoc, we know
Mance
Jimmy Havoc.
Mance Warner is...
I had to look up Mance, but he's a good kid. Good worker. But...
It was a blindfold
match? Blindfold match. This is not fucking Jake the Snake and Rick Martel, I can tell you that. Jay was fucking miserable. I took a walk to the merch fucking table. But Priscilla Kelly came out.
Oh.
And she's going to be adding to the women's division of MLW. And she got a big, fat shit locker. God bless her. She came out and helped Jimmy Havoc. She crotched Mr. Warner, and then Jimmy Havoc won. Then we have a New York City street fight. Savio Vega.
Whoa, that's right. He is in MLW.
Savio Vega comes out and fights Gino Medina.
Huh.
And that was a good match. Of course, you know, Medina has to win. Savio puts him over.
Yeah.
But, you know, Savio being from the South Bronx, Puerto Rico.
Savio's got to be what?
He's got to be in his 50s.
Right?
He still looks
say.
The same. Still looks the same. I had to educate some kids at ringside about fucking Savio. I'm like, you guys don't know he's a fucking legend in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Before he...
Well, I never even knew that, like you said. Like, I mean, to, you know, looking into, like, the Bruiser Brody stuff or whatever and, like... How he was down there, and he was, like, all hooked up and everything. I didn't realize
he
that.
He was, DDT, his name was. Yeah, he was, I think he worked for the Colognes and IWC. He was a staple in Puerto Rico before he...
Before he even came to WWF. He came to WWF just to get paid, probably.
Yeah, and to put Stone Cold over.
But then he was also the go-to guy, I think, with Vince as well, to see, you know, that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
No, so, and then Alicia Trout comes out to interview Dynasty and Medina. MJF has a chair ready for him. And she, now, Contra Unit.
Yeah.
Okay. I never saw Jacob Fatu fight.
Yeah.
The kid is for real.
Yeah.
The kid is for real. It's him, Ikiro Kwan, and Simon Gotch. They're called Contra Unit.
Contra Unit, yeah.
And they fought the Stronghearts, which it's Seema, El Linderman, and Shinjihiro Iri.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Japanese strong style kids. I'm telling you, Jacob Fatu is a star.
Yeah.
Again, Samoan lineage. He's got that Umaga look to him. He's a little smaller than Umaga. But let me tell you, Jay, he can go.
Yeah.
He can go. And I want to say something else before I get into this match. Their belts are beautiful.
Well, are they Milliken belts? I want to say
I don't know. But
I think they're Milliken belts.
If Dave Milliken is making these belts, every one of their belts are beautiful. The tag straps were beautiful. The middleweight title was dope, and the tag straps were absolutely beautiful.
I could be wrong. I could remember hearing. I don't know if it was Shivani talking about it, but I think they were Milliken belts. But
I wouldn't be surprised because Dave is the man.
Yeah,
you know.
But dude, Fatu and Mance Warner.
Bro.
Are two shining stars in that. I mean, and Pillman Jr., you know, for that matter, too. But for the most part, Mance Warner and Jacob Fatu, good Lord. They got good things going on here. Great to hear that they're going to be working with AAA, too.
Yeah, I'm excited because now I can watch these guys on Saturdays on YouTube.
Yeah, well, and that's the beauty of it, too, is that they put it on YouTube, much like NWA.
If my son's still listening, he needs to watch MLW tomorrow night. It's good stuff. It really is good stuff. So yeah, they win. Apparently the Ikiro Kwan guy, he wears the shiki boots too.
Yeah.
And he does fireballs apparently. He didn't do fireballs last night.
Ah.
But I tell you, man, they're tight. Yeah. They're tight. If anybody can find out who does their belts, man, please let me know because I was super impressed by the design of those belts last night.
Yeah.
Really super. All right. So then we go to the final to the Opera Cup, Davey Boy Smith versus Brian Pillman Jr. This match went pretty long and a lot of false finishes. Davey Boy Smith worked really hard with Pillman.
Yeah.
Pillman worked his ass off, still selling the arm injury from the first match against TJP. And Davey tries the jumping tombstone pile driver
mm-hmm.
and a top rope headbutt and gets a two. I thought he finished him. And then he hits the power bomb for the two, applies the crossface. Pillman tries to roll up. Crossface applied again, and Pillman finally tapped out. And then they hugged.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then Davey Boy put him over, and like the crowd was standing ovation. And
yeah.
You know, and he embraced, and the trophy, and the whole nine yards. And if I ruined the next 4 weeks of television for you, I apologize, but...
It's pretty, yeah, well...
It's online anyway, so yeah. Shit, you know?
Spoiler alert, we should
should
have let off with that, but... No, that's cool. I was so excited, you wouldn't even tell me in the car. I wanted to know.
Yeah, I was going to wait till the show. But yeah, I enjoyed... Jacob Fatu, Brian Pillman Jr., stars. There's Geno Kid, a star. MJF is a star.
Oh, yeah.
The Von Erichs were good.
Now, I'm surprised that MJF is still... on MLW, he's got to have some kind of good deal where he's doing AEW and MLW.
I totally forgot Court Barrow was doing this.
Yo, yeah, yeah.
Totally forgot.
Yo, shout out to him, man. He
was there last night.
He's bringing it back. Like you said,
he was there last night.
Because I remember watching the old stuff from the early 2000s.
Right.
03, 04.
Right.
And,
right.
And then that's how, like, and then he started with I think it was like the MLW. I think they were like a podcast network.
They were.
Kevin Sullivan had the show.
Yep.
That was Kevin Conan's
yep.
original show.
Yep, yep.
The fucking, how about Gallows and Anderson? Their show used to be fucking amazing. Talking Shop. I used to love that show. But, yeah, that like I said, it's my teenager's dreams because wrestling every day of the week. Literally every day of the week. You
got Raw on Monday. You got NWA on Tuesday. We'll get into that in a few minutes after you yep. cover AEW. Then Wednesday you have AEW NXT.
Yep.
Thursday you have Impact.
Yeah.
Friday you have MLW.
It's,
Saturday.
Like I said, it's almost overload.
Yeah.
It really is.
All right, Jay. I did not see AEW.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to catch it while I'm down in Philly. I doubt it. If not, I'm gonna catch it on Sunday. Can you please enlighten us on your just a quick review?
It was a good show.
Okay.
I don't know what you read online and what you haven't read, but like the show is 10 weeks old. You know, essentially the show is 10 weeks old still. So they're still going through their bugs and whatnot, but like you kind of have to put that into perspective, whereas They it seemed like they had massive audio issues. The whole like the first match, they had a great match. It was the Young Bucks and Dustin Rhodes against who was against? It was Sammy Guevara and Santino Ortiz. And whatchamacallit? Like he just literally, it was a great match, but you couldn't hear the commentary. And then you can hear the commentary, then you couldn't hear what was happening in the ring. It was a weird dynamic, and you can hear that the audio is going in and out of the truck. So I don't know if there was like picture differences. I was wondering if like I said, Choppy's, you know, he was busy. You know, you didn't get a chance to see it, but like the video was coming in and out. It was the first match was a good match, but it was hard to follow because you couldn't really get into it.
Uncle Eddie's in the room from Ham Radio. What's up, Uncle Eddie?
Hey now.
Every Wednesday, I think 6:30. Uncle Eddie, when you go 6:30 or 7? I think you go 6:30. Anyway, I'm sorry.
But it was a great match. And like I said, they had a great spot with Dustin, which, I mean, listen, this dude's, what, 52, 53? And he's literally firing on all cylinders.
Dustin Rhodes?
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousin Jamie said, Dustin, keep in the tradition. If you tag with the Bucks, you dress like him.
Yeah, and he came out. It was his top half was gold, you know, like gold dust. And his bottom half, he had the frills on the bottom.
I like that.
It was good.
I like that.
And you can see there was a match. And they gave him, like he came in with the baby face fire up, came in. You know, clothesline.
The hot tag.
Yeah, he came in. Fucking body slamming everybody. He does that snap power slam.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on the third one, he stops Sammy Guevara, goes, hold on. He's like acting like he's catching his breath. He goes, all right, let's do it. And like, and it's fun because like, and like I said, me as a fan, like I like seeing that kind of stuff. Like it breaks it up a little bit. But it was a great match. Like I said, the Young Bucks and Dustin Rhodes win.
Jericho said, Rob said Jericho promo was gold. Did they do a Marty Scurll tease?
Yes.
They
Jericho,
did.
Jericho, he, so he had a list of, it was the Lexicon of Le Champion. And so he was calling everybody out. Like he was making all these names up or whatever. And I think he said, I forget what was the word he said was Marty, but, Jericho's, promo was amazing. And like you said, he came out and he was like talking about whatchamacallit. Oh, I just lost my train of thought because the next match was Trent Barreta against Rey Fénix, which was amazing.
I love Trent Barreta.
Oh, it was so good. And I love Orange Cassidy. I think I'm really starting to become a huge fan
of
him.
Not a fan, but he's got, I'm not a fan, but I get why everybody likes him.
Chuck Taylor's out there.
Chucky T.
And he's out there, like, he's like, come on. Like, you can see, and he's slapping Orange Cassidy's hand on the mat. Like, it was good. But the match between Trent and Rey was amazing.
Yeah, Rey Fénix can go, man.
And it was like, it had to be over 10 minutes. And once again, same audio issues, which was crazy now.
Like, it could have been a network thing, too. Like,
It could have been my TV, for all I know. But you can hear the sound going in up and down. And like I said, I have a tune to that kind of stuff, and just to me, it felt weird. But that was a great match. Rey Fénix won. He had that spot where he runs across the top rope and kicks the guy in the head. It's unbelievable. That literally got to be the top five wrestler in the world right now, Rey Fénix, I would say.
Really?
He's amazing to watch in the ring.
Okay.
And after
Rob said no, you were right, Jay.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. But, oh, so there you go. Yeah, that's what I was like. And,
what's wrong with that?
But the next match was Nyla Rose against Leva Bates. They're pushing Nyla Rose, but now I just read that she's suspended indefinitely. So, which doesn't make sense because they were pushing her as an animal last night. It's like she attacked Shanna.
They suspended her for real? For real? Or
it's a work.
It's a work. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, she had some kind of pre-match thing with Shayna. Whatever her name is, and so they're starting that, and Rich said it as well. So there you go, yeah. So, but they're pushing her to the moon. It seems like she's going to be the next to have the title, I think. And they redid a spot with Britt Baker from NXT.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
Adam Cole did it on Twitter too.
Yeah, they redid the spot.
Good.
Which I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah,
like I said, to me. You know, getting into the weeds a little bit where they don't acknowledge. I don't want AEW to acknowledge WWE.
Yeah, my cousin Jamie said something in the way beginning of this thread where he said, like, you know, can we forget about the fucking war for a minute and realize that, oh, too many people watch wrestling this week.
Yeah.
And he's right. You know, I can't, I don't know. I don't know. And yeah, ROH, speaking of Marty Scurll, Mott Spock.
Oh, huge,
sent us an autograph. Thank you, brother. We love you. It's going to be for our new studio. Thank you, brother. Mott texted me today, so he's watching some crazy fucking lucha shit down in Wisconsin tonight. I heard they throw him they loaded the Brinks truck for him too. I have no idea, dude. I don't know, but all I know is that he's going to be a final battle.
Yeah,
probably going to either screw PCO or help him win the title, and it is what it is.
But yeah, like I said,
look at this jerk off. He takes the night off. He takes the night off, this motherfucker.
Hey, I'm glad he joined.
Chop, he's a pain in the ass.
Chop, if you're listening, I got something for you.
Ric Flair is living proof that most white people ain't got no rhythm.
Anyway.
But yeah, like I said, the Jericho, once again, Jericho steals the show.
Yeah,
literally steals the show, and everything. It's once again a little bit to the WWE side. You know, he doesn't really have to do it, but I don't. I wonder if, I mean, this would open it up for discussion. But like, I wonder if, not that they're running lean on ideas, but like, it's clearly the list of Jericho. I think he's kind of poking fun at it. I don't think it's, you know, running out of ideas, but I can see where everybody can get that idea from it, you know?
Yeah.
But, go ahead.
Where is it? My son just...
You like this hat?
Where's Dusty? Where's my Dusty shit, man?
You like this hat?
Tip their hat to
No. Where's my... Where the fuck is...
I've come closer to tipping...
No, where the fuck is my... There's my Dusty shit. It should be under... There it is. It's under Y. That's why.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
But Mook with no rhythm. Shaylin, a Mook with no rhythm. Like I said, all in all, it was a really, really good show. I mean, they had the main. I mean, there was a few other matches. It was Daniels against Pentagon, which was excellent. I kind of feel like it was wasted. You know, they could have.
They got to do this. They got to do. They got to do the tag because they're feuding.
Yeah, they could have held down on that. To me, yeah. I think. I think they could have held that out a little bit, but you know.
Yeah.
But
I agree, Jamie. Jericho, yes. Proved he can do whatever he wants to get over.
And you know what? And it's the absolute truth. Literally, you can take anything, you know, stupid or sophomoric, whatever you want to call it, and get it over. And it's amazing. What is he, 49? This guy is literally...
He should
be the champion until they really make, like, Hangman Page, or they got to make, or Moxley. Because you can see that they're coming with Moxley now against...
he's the number one contender now, right?
Yeah. Which was an excellent... I thought it was
I saw the match with Joey Janela.
I thought that was an excellent main event.
Okay, I saw the match. I saw the ending of that, and I'll get into that real quick. Because we have NXT, they got to take...
Yeah.
We got to go to a break.
Yeah.
I understand that Moxley's the number one contender. I get it. But why couldn't they give the match to Janela by DQ? Because of, like, a schmoz. You're going to have... If Jericho was going to get involved anyway.
Exactly.
So give Janela the win, because I'm partial to Joey Janela.
Yeah.
We are anyway. But not only that, if you're going to have Jericho fucking interfere or come in, get a schmoz.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll still win. But he'll win, but he didn't get pinned.
Well, the key thing is Moxley can lose and not lose any steam.
Correct. And like I said, it plays
to the story.
Yes.
And that's the idea.
That's the only thing I saw on AEW because I got home, I didn't get home until almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but
and the women's division does need work.
Oh, big time.
We discussed that already.
Which is funny because they were starting it off with. You know, that was, like, the biggest thing with them is, like, they were signing all these women's. But, like, now it's got no heat behind it because they got all the stuff. Britt Baker hasn't really had a really good standout match, which she is excellent. But she hasn't had a really good standout match. And, like, they're doing these stunt, like, the Awesome Kong and Brandi Rhodes, which Cody laid mention to it, you know, in his promo or whatever. Like, his wife's busy doing this. But, yeah, they need, like, and then Allie's with the Butcher and the Blade, which I kind of like. I like that idea, but there was nothing with them.
And Jamie said not mentioning who Butcher and Blade is works if the rumors are true, and that's Marty Stable.
Yes, that would make perfect sense, which is...
Villain Enterprises, all right.
Exactly.
All right, real quick, NXT, Shayna Baszler, Rhea Ripley, 2 weeks for the title. I'm excited about that. They had... Bobby Fish is hurt, so they had Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, and Roddy against fucking Ciampa, Keith Lee, and Donovan Dijak. Great fucking match.
Yeah.
Women's division's getting hot. NXT's running all cylinders. Finn Balor's going for everybody. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I haven't been excited for a women's match in a long time, but I am excited for 2 weeks with Rhea Ripley and Shayna Baszler.
Yes.
Baszler really impresses me. I like her. I like Ripley. They're doing a whole NXT UK thing soon. I'm excited about that.
What are they doing? They're doing the takeover for NXT UK?
They're doing NXT. It's going to be NXT versus NXT UK.
Oh, cool.
They're going to do that.
Are they exploiting that, you think, now? They're exploiting the brand supremacy
doing? I think it's just they had it last year where they toured, whatever.
Yeah.
Jomo did go to WWE. Will he wind up in NXT? I have no idea.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well.
I'm going to say no because they made an announcement.
Can you see Jomo in NXT?
Yes.
Yes.
Does he?
Well, no, the announcement doesn't mean anything. They signed Shinsuke Nakamura, and they signed Finn Balor, and they made a big deal about it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, now. Like, they're looking at it as, which, you know, I mean, obviously Raw and SmackDown are beating NXT in the ratings, in which... I don't think Morrison's drawing too many people to NXT. I mean, minus the...
No one watches wrestling anymore, though. Yeah. If you get 2 million people, you're blessed.
Yes.
You're blessed.
Yeah.
The Wednesday night war. There's no war.
Nah.
You're competing You're competing between 800,000 viewers? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No one watches wrestling no more, except us. We're the jerk-offs. Right, Brian Pillman? Right, Brian Pillman?
Jerk-off!
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Brian Pillman.
And like you said, but yeah, like it's a win in itself. Like I said, it's 2 million people is Huge. I mean,
for,
like I
for 2019?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For us throwback. I mean, I
absolutely.
I hope you have the numbers. I was hoping, I meant to ask you if you had the numbers.
I got
to
look it up. Yeah. You can look it up while we're taking a quick break.
And but the numbers for 1999 had to be double that.
Oh, it's fucking 1999.
But
it's the fucking, it was the end of the war.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, okay, we win.
Yeah.
You know? It's all about, yeah. I mean, I get, but I get why they do it, because it's something to talk about.
Yeah.
But it's only 6,000 person difference between NXT and Raw this week.
Yeah.
Again, like, this is what I'm saying, like, but 2 million people watched, like yeah. Jamie said in the beginning of the fucking show. Anyway, it is what it
but
is.
Can we talk, I know we didn't have the show last week, but that, the fucking, the gif with Adam Cole being thrown into the fucking crowd by Keith Lee. Fucking! It's probably the greatest thing that's happened in 2019. Here comes out. Here comes Adam Cole talking shit, and then just gets sailed into the fucking stratosphere.
Adam Cole is barely 200 pounds.
Yeah.
So if he takes a bump like that from a 370-pound man,
that was so good.
It was priceless.
That was so.
He is a bump machine. My Adam Gold shirt is coming in the mail. Thank you, Black Friday.
Yes.
I paid $12 for it, or something like
even
that.
Better.
And I got some Christmas gifts, so. I'm very excited. I started my Christmas shopping early, and I hate Christmas this year.
Yeah,
because I had some Black Friday, man. I bought a PlayStation on fucking Thanksgiving.
Hey now,
I saved. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Jay and I'm gonna take a quick break. We're gonna do a throwback, and we're gonna end a little early tonight because we got stuff to do. More Jay than me. He's gonna go to work.
Yeah,
and we're gonna start our weekend, man. So we'll be right back. We have a pretty cool throwback for you. It's a prelude to next week. And just hang out. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists. Cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is J.J. Dillon, the leader of the original Four Horsemen, and you're listening to Phil J. and that pain-in-the-ass choppy on the turnbuckle throwbacks.
All right, partner. All right, we're back. That music only means one thing, Jack.
You know what? You know what's funny? I meant to check to see who sang that. Once I heard it, that's Anthrax. Yeah, that's not John Bush singing, right?
No.
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 I never knew that was Anthrax.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, I want to just double check that. But I believe it is Anthrax.
But I heard that and I was like, and I haven't watched an old Raw in God knows how long. And God, that was so good to see.
Yeah.
So good to listen to too. This was, like I said, this was a really good throwback in my opinion.
Yeah, who's singing? It's got to be. It's on the Metal soundtrack, right? I know that. Who fucking sing this? Jim Johnston, but I know fucking Scott Ian's on guitar. I think. Yeah, I gotta figure out.
I never knew it was Anthrax.
It's not the full band. I think
yeah.
it's just.
But at this time, like you said, you know, McMahon's own and everything. Jim Johnston is at his all time best here.
Oh no, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Taba. Oh, Taba's there.
What's up? The Tabanators in the building.
Yeah.
What's up, girl? Are you ready for your throwback, partner?
Yeah.
All right,
let's do it.
Let's do this up, baby. Let's do this up.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
All right, so what is Jamie saying? Oh, that's shout out to old ECW commercial. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Because they didn't care. And Tommy Boy Records had a working agreement with ECW for a while, too.
Yeah. Well, like I said, on a tangent, but ECW did the right thing with. They had just reached out to local bands, like, hey, you want to cover Pantera's Walk?
Yeah. Hey, you want to do Enter Sandman? hey, Motorhead.
Genius.
Hey, Motorhead, you want to do a cover song?
Yeah, genius.
Of course. All right, so to continue our theme of 1999, this is going to be the prelude to the Armageddon pay-per-view, which is next week. And I told the boys we should really watch December 6th, 1999 version of Monday Night Raw because it basically sets up the tone for a very important angle in WWF history. Because if it wasn't for this angle, I don't think we'd have the direction we have today. Because this was the courtship of Triple H and Stephanie, in essence. They were working together, then they hooked up, so...
Yeah, you know what's funny? Like, I didn't really think of it in that context, but you're 100% right, because, like I said, obviously, this is what got them together. I mean, Triple H and China were still together at this point, I'm assuming? I know they were together...
They were together for a little while. Around the time that this angle started, they had broken up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it probably wasn't too long after this, if it hadn't happened already.
Right.
But I never really thought of it in that kind of, but you're 100% right. This was the start of that.
So this is December 6th, which is 20 years ago today.
Today, yeah.
Today, St. Nick's Night. Happy St. Nick's Night to all of you little kids that know that Santa Claus is coming. Back in the day, they would leave stuff in your shoes. I don't want to eat any candy or stuff in my shoes.
No, no.
No, so I'll just put candy out for the kids and be like, all right, here you go. Santa's coming. Hello, Santa. Anyway, December 6th, 1999, Worcester, Massachusetts. What are you, retarded? Pocky Con, Harvard Yard, Western Massachusetts, Worcester. That's right, partner.
How the fuck do you get Worcester from Worcester?
Dude, I've had family in New England for 30 years. And my Aunt Tracy moved up there from Ridgewood, and my dad lived up there for a couple of years. My grandmother, who had a southern accent, lived up there for 30 years. And her husband, my aunt's husband, is French-Canadian, and he's from fucking New England. And even they all, my cousin Paul has that accent. What are you, retarded? Pack your car?
Yeah.
Shaw? Let's go to the shopping market. Let's go to Shaw's and get some cars. You know, fucking, it's insane. Wonderful people, though. South Shore, Boston.
I love Boston.
They are. It's a good town, man.
Love
it's a hopping town. Fenway Park is beautiful. I went to the old Boston Garden. I went to the new one, TD Bank. I saw a couple games there with the Boston Bruins, Rangers, Anaheim Ducks. I think I went to a wrestling event in the old Boston Garden. It was like a house show. It wasn't really in the early 90s. But anyway, Worcester
Coliseum.
Like I said, this is going to be the go-home show to the Armageddon pay-per-view, which is next week.
That open, and it's so funny because you don't see it now, like the opening of Raw where they have, you know, let alone the pyro and all that stuff. But the signs.
Everywhere.
Everybody knew. And they had to be on the hard camera side, too, because there was signs all over the place. Unbelievable.
I forgot my khakis.
My khakis.
What are you, retarded?
My khakis.
Pack your car and have it yard. Anyway. How about the and WWE again fucking muting their own music?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get to hear Too Cool's music. I was pissed off.
Yep.
Too Cool, Grandmaster Sexay, Scotty Too Hotty with Rikishi.
This is when they just formed.
Against the, you didn't know? The Outlaws for the WWF Tag Team Championship. It was all right.
Quick match. What, yeah. 3 minutes, 4 minutes?
We're on the way here. Jay's like, notice all the fucking matches were short. Like, yeah, dude.
I'm 14 at the time. It didn't even matter to me.
now that you're a budding broadcast journalist.
Yeah, I'm like, no fucking matches on this thing. You know? So it's so funny, like, how my. We'll get into everything else, but it was definitely good. I mean, this match. It told the story for later on, and it told the story for the pay per view, you know, because I think the Outlaws were going against the Hollies for the pay per view.
Yeah.
So
this sets up the fucking.
But I love. I forgot how much I love fucking Hardcore Holly and Crash Holly.
Oh yeah,
coming to the ring,
the super heavyweight,
coming to the ring with the fucking scale. Yeah. Oh god, it's so good.
Pop tots. We're gonna have pop tots for breakfast. Pop tots. You retarded. You look fly tonight. Do I?
You're not talking to me.
Not talking to me. You talking to me, Hammer? My son. I look fly tonight.
It's got
to
be the hat. That hat is.
It's
got
to be
sick.
The hat is fucking pretty sick. I might go to a Sixers game tomorrow night after the. I think it's like $11 seats in the bleachers.
Hey, no.
I can see a real fucking basketball team. Fucking Knicks are terrible. Anyway, Kurt Angle. Oh, by the way, before we get into Kurt Angle, well, Kurt Angle comes out and he does his whole three eyes, right?
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be a fucking, the theme. Oh, you look fly. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. I'm sorry. Shit, he talked about me, Hammer. Anyway, so Kurt Angle comes out. Everybody hates him. It wasn't supposed to happen like that, but it was beautiful the way it happened.
Yeah.
He announces Steve Blackman as his tag partner because Steve helped him last week in his other match against I forget who. Blackman comes out and the purple and fucking, the orange and black.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
And they were like, so it made me think about it because I'm a huge Taz fan.
I'm the biggest Taz fan probably.
Huge Taz fan. And
we're going to be doing a Royal Rumble in January.
Yes, I can't wait.
Because
that was one of my favorite pay-per-views. And, you know, they...
What's up, Uptown Georgie?
You know, it's a weird dynamic how they started that. You know, like I said, it was coming out in the middle of Blackman's... Was Kurt Angle? No, Blackman's entrance.
I like Steve Blackman's music, though.
Yeah.
That fucking that club beat,
but I remember, to me it was just like it was a little thinking about Taz's debut, like it was a little lackluster. Now
we'll get into that.
Yeah,
we've talked about it on the show a bunch of times.
Lackluster,
but now that we're doing a pay per view and now this is a lead up, though, I was getting so excited.
I totally forgot about that when it was happening.
I got a cool story actually because around Halloween, a little after Halloween, he was in Brooklyn doing a signing and all. I had a picture of me with him. I have to pull it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kurt Angle, Steve Blackman versus the Hardy Boys.
Yeah. Terry Runnels.
Oh yeah, Terry. Terry Runnels looking good.
All the way
fly,
left.
Though. Thank you, Tabor. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I have an extensive hat collection. If you get to know me more, you'll know that I wear a hat every day of my life because I adore them.
Same here.
And I take much pride in my hats because it's just part of my everyday. I've been wearing hats since I'm like 12 years old. I used to work at a sporting goods store. And when I was in high school, so I used to get hats, and then I just collected them. And now I have like suitcases and Rubbermaids, and I rotate hats every couple of months.
You can't throw out hats. I mean, you could stretch them out.
I got a fresh Clippers hat in a bag that I'm going to rock on Sunday with my Superman shirt. But I digress. Anyway, Terry Runnels. looking good. Yeah. You know, Hardy Boys in that transition, they just became a tag team. They broke away from the Brood.
You know, they won the Terry Invitational Tournament.
Correct. That's right. And you say you don't remember anything. I didn't remember that. You just reminded
me.
But
once again, another short match.
They're all these matches are all under 3 minutes except for the Triple H and X-Pac match. We'll get into that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
They beat the Hardy Boys, D'Lo Brown and Val Venus in a no contest. This is supposed to be a number one contender match
for the European
title. Yeah. How dope was D'Lo Brown though?
Yeah.
I mean, Choppy and I have talked about him.
He was good.
You know. You all right over there?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there's no contest. The next match, though, that was fun. That went almost 4 minutes, I should say.
Yeah.
It was Godfather with the hose.
Yeah.
Against Prince Albert.
But you know what I noticed, though, too, is that I wonder at this time, I meant to say with the New Age Outlaws thing, where they were toning down the language a little bit, because, like, Road Dogg didn't say... You know, he didn't say biatch and
oh,
and
when he came out to cut the promo,
he's like, oh, I didn't say it.
I didn't say that, yeah.
And then Godfather, the same thing. It was a little toned down where I go, I wonder if this was just like the flavor, like they was just like, all right, we're turning a corner here. But I mean, you know, at this point, I think What's Her Face was still going to lose her top. And I think, right, doesn't Armageddon, doesn't Miss Kitty lose her top at some point?
Miss Kitty doesn't wear panties, apparently.
Oh, yeah. We'll find that out later.
We'll find that out later. But
I love this match. I love Godfather. I forgot how good he was, let alone in the ring, but just the gimmick in itself was just so, so good.
Yeah.
And Prince Albert, goddamn, like fucking shave your back.
he said, "Shave your back.
Shave your back."
Him and Killian Dane need to get a flick your pick.
Yeah, giant Bernard. Good lord! But I tell you, and like I said, two big guys. Like what is every bit of 6'4", 6'5", and like you said, he picked him up for the Baldo bomb, the choke slam bomb, and I was like, wow, that's a big guy to be getting Godfather up for that.
Yeah. No, Prince Albert, and then he wound up going to Japan for a little while.
Huge in Japan with Carl Anderson.
He called Anderson, yeah. Huge they were a good Japan. Team. I got to get some of their matches on.
Oh, they were good.
I got that connect. I got the... Anyway, okay. Then Rikishi fights Hardcore Holly. Jay already mentioned the whole Crash Holly. Was amazing. Rest in peace, Crash Holly.
But it was like a squash match. Like
30 seconds.
This guy's the champ. I understand that, Rikishi's huge, whatever, but... it's just that's your tag champion.
Shaylin, did you know that the Terry Invitational Tournament spells T-I-T? Just saying.
I know.
So my son goes, ah-ha! In that voice, too. That's my son. Because he knows, ah-ha! What is that, velvet?
Yeah.
He's not the train. He's not the A-train. He's just the train.
He's just, yeah.
Pretty much. But his stuff in Japan is brilliant, by the way.
Awesome.
Giant Bernard and Carl Anderson.
Yeah. So
before Carl Anderson broke off and became a superstar at the Bullet Club. And then this is a good match. I forgot Tori was with Kane for a minute.
Me too.
Man.
Me too.
Kane and Test, rest in peace, Test, against Triple H and X-Pac. Did you see the promo with Triple H and Stephanie in the back?
Yes.
Do me a favor. The Outlaws are still in the bathroom soaping up. You want to go to... And then he goes, "That's my wife."
Yeah.
So we gonna go in the bathroom or what? She's trying to get the annulment papers.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope, actually.
Her acting isn't exactly up to snuff. Up to her par, at least.
They beat X-Pac and Test. Kane and Test and with Tori. 5.5 minutes.
But once again, like going back to like storyline continuity, like you said, just nitpicking, whatever. Test gets left at the altar a week ago, right? So he's coming out for a match. He's not disheveled. He looks, as like a Motley Crue fucking, bodyguard.
What he was.
Yeah.
Who's touring again, by the way.
Yeah, which is,
that's a whole other podcast. Yeah, exactly.
But, like, he comes to the ring with his music on, and then, like, he goes to the second rope and, like, cheers to the crowd, like, the fuck you doing, man? You just got left at the altar a week ago.
I'm clinically depressed. I'm not selling that.
The fuck
handsome
is that?
Dan Lopez in the room. What's up, my brother? God, love Dan Lopez. Dan's been a friend of the show since I started. 8 years almost.
But Tess super green here though. Like I forgot how you know, like you said, I mean, but you surrounded him with three other guys that can literally carry him.
Yeah.
So, but
there was a couple of backstage. There was the thing with Big Show and Big Show's mom and fucking Boss Man. Yeah. He's illegitimate. That was awesome. They had Big Show's real mom in there.
Yeah,
which is it was pretty funny. And
well, like you said, they had the Big Show against the Big Viscera.
Yep.
As it were, and I tell you, Big Show body slam Viscera, and it looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, there was an also right before we well, before well before that
was
there
the
was the bikini
oh, God.
The match for the four way for the women's title
cringe worthy.
But it was so what's her face Tina Marie was the, what was she called Ivory.
Yeah,
she's like, who's the fourth girl? And then China brings out Miss Kitty.
Yeah,
she's like, Miss Kitty, you're gonna be the fourth girl. And Miss Kitty's like, I can't, China, I can't.
Yeah,
China's like, what do you mean you can't? I'm busy. I'm fighting Jericho. I'm gonna beat up Jericho. And she was like, I can't. Why? I don't wear panties.
Yeah.
And the crowd, and of course that's Jerry Lowell's girlfriend at the time.
Yeah,
which makes it even more creepier. You know,
I tell you, it's a small reminder of how good Jerry Lawler was then. I mean, Jerry Lawler's doing well now, like on Raw. I mean, he's not nowhere.
No, he's not. But it's a different time
this
too.
And on Raw, like we didn't really talk about it, but like on Raw, there's small hints of a heel Lawler just sneaking in. But now that they got Samoa Joe, he doesn't really need to do it anymore.
Samoa Joe's covering for the guy who's not coming back.
Dio, yeah, apparently.
Dio's going back to the Performance Center. He wants to wrestle.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I hear. Well, I don't know what true that is, but.
I mean, like I said, going off on a tangent. I like Joe on commentary, but keep the seat warm for him. Give him 2 or 3 more years.
Yeah, management loves him in that seat, by the way.
Yeah, but
he's hurt. No, I agree, dude. I'm selfish. I want to see Joe in the ring.
He needs to have a run.
How long we know each other now? And I've been saying it to you since we first met. Before we get into the main event, I just want to talk about the promo that Mick Foley cut, Mankind cut. He just put out his book, Have a Nice Day.
He tore Al
Snow up in the book. Not on purpose, but.
But yeah, in the joshing way.
In a joshing way. Al Snow, in storyline, takes it to heart, turns on him because he thinks The Rock is using Mick Foley.
Yeah.
So then that sets up the main event. Al Snow picks Jericho as his partner.
Yeah.
China came out with that. It's pretty cool. So it was Al Snow and Jericho versus The Rock and Sock Connection. That went 6 minutes to a no contest. That was the end of Raw. But talk about that for a second. I mean, I got real excited. This was 1999. And outside of Al Snow, you had a third of the players in there.
Yeah.
You know, besides, you didn't have Taker, no Austin. I think Austin was hurt.
Austin, this is when he just got ran over.
I did it for The Rock.
Taker was out with, he comes back as the American Badass, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why 2000 is going to be so important.
Yeah. But like I said, and this shows you, and I believe I looked it up on the break, the rating was a six, which is, I think, a little over 6 million people, perhaps somewhere around that range, huge numbers. And I think, obviously, you know, the Nielsen thing, like they were bouncing back and forth between Nitro and Raw at this point, so they're sharing the viewers or whatever. But still, even if that's the most amount of people, 6 million people is huge. So,
Raw posted this up from 1999. He said, "Talk about science, Jay. Here's my contribution."
There you go. X-Pac is a punk bitch.
Look at Rob.
Look at how young he is.
Look at Rob looking like he sells potatoes in Jackson Heights. All right, ring that bell. Anyway.
But like you said, I mean, one of these is not like the other. Al Snow in the main event, but he held his own though. He absolutely held his own,
absolutely.
Especially with the promo. The promo with him. It dragged on a little bit. That's what I was saying. Like, the promo segment is longer than some of the fucking matches. But it was telling a story of that. And, you know, I guess we'll get in. Like I said, we're going into the new year. I don't really remember. I don't know if I've ever seen Armageddon 99. Not 100% sure.
Oh, you will now.
I will, because I know that's part that's coming up.
You got the whole weekend.
Yeah.
The whole week. Potato, $1. That's right. You know, ring the bell. All right. But I got excited, man. Because it was like, and The Rock was so good.
Yeah.
And Foley was mint.
That,
and,
the
and
pop.
And Al Snow's, and the pop, of course.
The pop for The Rock was
even
unbelievable.
Even though Al Snow didn't fit in, you gotta love Al Snow.
Well, I'm looking at it now. I bet you at the time, like I said, 14, 15 years old, like, what the hell do I know about Al Snow? But, like, now I'm like, oh, yeah, Al Snow should have fucking been there. Absolutely. But at the time, I guess, he's not that. He came out with the black shirt. Like, it would have been, I guess there's so much you could have done with the Al Snow character where you could have done a darker side of it, you know, type thing where, even the head gimmick could have had, a goth look or something. Like, you could have did there's something there.
I like the Job Squad thing, though.
Oh, I loved it. Because
that was a shoot, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And it became, like, a thing.
Well, that's the thing about 99, 2000. Everything was over. It doesn't matter what it was.
Correct.
Everything was over.
Correct. Porn stars, you had pimps, you had demons, you had dead people, you had dancing fools.
Yeah.
You had bras and panties.
But it's so funny, like, especially, like, there's so many different faux pas that I noticed that from now, like, they didn't really, not that they didn't play to the hard camera, but, like, Scotty Too Hot is doing the worm on not the hard camera side. Like, meanwhile, he would get scolded now. Like, yeah, you gotta do this to the hard camera side. Like, it's just how different it was.
How old was he, though?
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And same thing, like you said, and Brian Christopher, I mean, when they were on commentary, that was a little, like, it was,
hokey, yeah.
Yeah, but it was funny to see Brian Christopher and Jerry Lawler next to each other. Because I think around this time, wasn't JR kidding around with, like, oh, it's your boy up there.
Looks just like you.
And he does. But, yeah, this was definitely when Raw was not a chore to sit through. You don't have to fast forward through anything.
I did. Well, I used to work, so I taped it and I watched it. And I used to watch. Well, here's what I would do. If I was home, I would watch Raw, leave the house, and tape Nitro.
Yeah.
Nitro had the automatic replay.
Yeah.
Or I would just tape both of them, set my VCR up, and have my mom or somebody change the channel for me.
Yes.
Hey, Mom, when you get a chance, can you go in the room and put on channel 3 for me?
Yeah.
You know,
channel 3, that's right.
Channel 16.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, I was the quintessential flip it back and forth. I would do that, and I would tape, would I tape the replay? I don't remember now. Oh, I don't remember offhand. I'd have to really, like, go through the file cabinet, but I was the quintessential flipping back and forth. But it's funny because I remember at this point, like, not really paying, because when we watched something, Mayhem, was it Mayhem? I was like, man, I don't even fucking remember watching this. Like,
right.
So even the storylines at that point, I already told you that was all WWF at
that point. Yeah, 100%. So. So this is cool because I was so excited today.
Yeah.
That if I didn't have to do laundry and do all the shit, I was going to watch the throwback today, but I'm going to watch
it
during the week.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it during the week. Like I said, I'm working tonight, so I got to, I'll take some more NyQuil for tomorrow.
Capital N, small Y,
big
fucking Q. Well, listen, I thank you for toughing it out, man.
Nah, no problem.
Oh, look who it is. Jerk off. Hey, did you hear the new sounds? Put the headphones on for a second, real quick, before we get out of here. I got some new sounds for you. Hold on. This one's for you.
Okay, smart marks.
How about this one?
Jerk off.
This one's for Jay.
Big Papa Pump is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
This one, yeah.
This is good.
This one's for you.
Ric Flair is living proof that most white people ain't got no rhythm.
There you go.
I respect you, gentlemen. You're intelligent Jew businessmen.
And to end it all,
Artel, all you non-good Jews out there with your cheapness. And you're running to Hollywood, and you steal from the good Muslim people. I'd tell all of you, you should have died all in World War II.
Anyway, how's my nephew,
how's
man?
How's the boy doing?
Oh, he's fantastic.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's all right. Good. Thanks for...
Are you back next week?
Yeah. Hands down. I just want to apologize to the fans for being...
Family first. Everybody knows this.
I know. But I just want to apologize to you both. But either way, I love you guys. I love the fans. And I hope you guys are all have a good night and a good weekend.
Jerk off!
There you go.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, guys, thank you.
All thank right. you.
All right. All right. Anyway. All right. We got to run in.
Yeah.
Fucking choppy. Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for braving that.
Yeah.
Feel better.
Yeah.
Hopefully it goes smooth for you tonight.
I'll be better next week.
Anybody in the greater Philadelphia area tomorrow, hit me up. I'm going to be at the PAX Unlimited with the Domingos.
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah. Play some fucking games and buy shit I don't need.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, well, might as well, right? Single, living life.
Yep.
All right, guys, you know all the social media handles. You know the gimmicks. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, Dark Satellite Media on the gimmicks. Look us all up. Go get Jimmy's new shirt. I'm over here now.
I got to get that.
Yeah, it's fucking dope. Remember, next week, Armageddon, it's going to be dope. Yeah. We're almost to Christmas. Almost to the end of this fucking year. Let's get through this year. But and I think that's it, man. You want to give us want to buy shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. I think they're running a sale already. I don't think they're running anymore. But buy a shirt anyway. It helps the show a little bit. All right? So on behalf of the fucking Big Copper Pump, I'm Philly Ray. Bidding you adieu. I'm running you all. Take care of yourselves, each other. Enjoy the clap. Don't get arrested. Stay warm. Don't sleep with strangers. And I don't know. Go fuck your hand.
Go fuck your
hand. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.